My mom was so afraid that people were going to forget my dad. And I think that planning this through with somebody who really knew him, I mean, was very helpful.
I knew your dad quite well. Worked on many church boards with him, although he was a little bit older than I. We had quite a relationship. It actually is getting closer to home for me. I used to help my friends with their parents. It now is becoming my friends and their spouses. I mean, these are folks I went to school with. I've known them my entire life. The game is changing on me. My dad started the business. I took it over. One of the things I have noticed is it does help me work through the grief myself. I mean, I grieve just like everyone else, even though I appear to have my act together. You know, it may be that in preparation for this visitation or this ceremony, I may have already worked through it, and now I'm ready to work for the family. Dad kind of prepared me, because he would tell me, you know, these funerals are just getting harder and harder for me because these are my hunting buddies, these are my friends. We'd leave the cemetery after burial, and he'd oftentimes comment, he'd look at the headstones, and he says, I've got more friends here in the cemetery than walking around. It's just the cycle of life.
Are you going to be making a stop here? I mean, is this where you're going to? What have you told your boys when that time comes?
Hey, I mean, I think some things that go unspoken. And the boys know my thoughts and feelings. And I've got my home up at Rose Hill already prepared for me. And I've got enough room up there that I expect everybody else to join me at some point, you know, up there. So we'll have our own little community up there at the cemetery.
Down the road from my dad.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.